From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration is applauding Congress for its quick action on a border security bill. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president signed the $600 million measure earlier today.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the money in the bill will pay for 1,000 new Border Patrol agents and make permanent some of the temporary moves the administration's made for more than a year to combat cross-border smuggling. Napolitano notes lawmakers approved the security funding within 2 months of the administration's request, while efforts to craft a broader immigration bill have languished.
This bill passed on a bipartisan basis. Now let's get Republicans to the table finally so we can address the whole issue of immigration reform.
Napolitano says efforts to secure the border should be accompanied by a process through which immigrants already in this country illegally can achieve legal status. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Representative Maxine Waters is defending herself against charges she violated House ethics rules. The 10-term California Democrat says she did nothing wrong in connection with seeking federal money to bail out a bank where her husband was a major stockholder.
I fully disclosed all of my financial information as requested by House rules, and in fact, went above and beyond what was required by repeatedly disclosing my and my husband's financial interests during Financial Services Committee hearings.
Waters is charged with 3 counts, including violating a rule on House credibility, violating the spirit and letter of a rule regarding improper influence, and violation of government codes of conduct. Russia has set a date to begin loading nuclear fuel into a reactor it's been building in Iran. The U.S. has raised concerns about the project, but as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, officials don't seem overly worried.
Russia says on August 21st it will take an irreversible step toward starting up the Bushehr power plant in Iran, a controversial project that's been decades in the works. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley took the news calmly.
We wish that this is not a partnership that Russia pursued with Iran. That said, Bushehr is designed to provide electricity to Iran. It is not viewed as a proliferation risk.
That's because Russia will take back all spent fuel and the UN's nuclear watchdog will monitor the plant. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is heeding his own call and spending some vacation time along the Florida Gulf Coast, though the just over 24-hour stay comes ahead of a longer 10-day stint at Martha's Vineyard. The White House says the first family, minus daughter Malia, who is at summer camp, are expected to arrive in Panama City, Florida, Saturday. Despite the brief stay, White House spokesman Bill Burton says the president is deeply committed to the people in the Gulf region. Wall Street investors had economic reports to mull over, but apparently were not impressed. The Dow ending the week with something of a whimper, down 16 points to close at 10,303. You're listening to NPR. At least 6 Detroit firefighters were hurt today when a burning building collapsed. The city's fire commissioner, James Mack, says the 6 were taken to a nearby hospital, though all are expected to survive. Mack says the fire personnel arrived at the fire scene earlier today and extinguished the blaze, but were forced to return after it rekindled. Firemen were apparently injured when bricks and other debris fell on top of them. The fire at the 2-story building is being deemed suspicious by investigators. The building, about 5 miles from downtown Detroit, housed a phone business, beauty salon, and liquor store. Muslims in Connecticut say they are worried about their safety during the holy month of Ramadan following a protest outside a Bridgeport mosque. From member station WSHU, Abang Odama reports protesters affiliated with a Texas-based Christian group.
Members of Operation Save America first showed up outside Masjid An-Nur in Bridgeport last Friday. Spokeswoman Marilyn Carroll says they are there to convert worshippers.
Jesus loves everyone, even Muslims, and he has commanded us to spread the good news to people that need him.
Mosque members complain the group's message is hate-filled and anti-Muslim. Local interfaith organizations agree. Rabbi Rachel Gurevitz is with the Council of Churches of Greater Bridgeport.
The Jewish community would be horrified if a group of people came and stood outside our synagogues for the Jewish New Year or the Day of Atonement.
The city's mayor is assuring worshippers they'll have police protection. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Crude oil futures prices ended the week lower. Crude was down 35 cents a barrel to end the session at $75.39 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.